Okay, so by mistake, I went over too much from yesterday. So if anybody's looking for yesterday's, it's in the recording from the day before. So we're up to Kuf Mem Dalet, Hilchus Kavod Rabbi Yizakin. So we're up to tests. Also, l'shtamash b'kayin afil b'zman hazeh. You're not allowed to be mishtamash with a kohen even b'zman hazeh. Right? And if you use a coin, it's like being mile and hektish. Says you have to be makadosh a coin because he's makriv lechem v'Hashem. And even though we don't have karbonas, he's still in his kedusha. If a coin is mutter, because the kuna belongs to the coin. He can be Meichel and allow a Yid to use him to do favors. And of course, he could be Mechavid Yisrael to be mocked him with the words that it says, meaning with anything that says before, meaning to lead the benching and be the first speaker, etc., etc. Now, the question is, why nowadays don't we do this? It's really unclear. Why it is that we don't do this? Seemingly, the excuse is first that the Kohanim are Meichel. That's one. Two is that we really don't know the legitimate yichus of the Kohanim because, unfortunately, with all the gullus and all the wars and all that, we don't know that if it's really legit. Okay, whatever. However difficult that is to understand. Simin kuf mem hei hilchus ishus ubay chav vav sifim. We're going to vav. You said.
Through
Yeah,
Vav, yes,
okay.
including Vav, yes.
Chayav Adam Lisa Isha k'delifres. A person is mechuyev to get married to a woman. Very interesting line there. Not for romance, and not for this. It's you get married in order to be mekayim pru urevu to multiply. It's a chiyuv on a person once he turns 18. The Rambam says that really means 17, meaning it's the 18th year. 20 years, you can't go without an isha. Rakim, if he's basmada, and he's scared to get married, right? So that then he's gonna obviously he's gonna learn less. Then he could push it off. If that's of course when his Yetzirah is not overpowering him. Now there is a Chafetz Chaim that says that 25 is the max. 25, even for learning Torah, 25 is the max. I don't know exactly where he gets that number from, but that's the way Chafetz Chaim Yeshiva goes. They tell the guys, I think that's what I was told. They tell the guys to start dating at age 24 and hopefully get married by age 25. Once you have a son and a daughter, that's as if your son has to be able to have kids, otherwise you're not mekayim it. Let's say he had a son and a daughter and he died. If they had kids, meaning before they died, then Mekayim. Right now, it needs to be the grandchildren. You have to have a boy and a girl, grandchildren, and they have a baby, and they were born from, not they don't have, they have a baby, they're born from a son and a daughter. Right? Meaning if each kid that died, right, he lost his children, but his grandchildren are alive. Right? So each child that died has a child, and he has a male and a female grandchild, then he's Mekayim Pru'revu. Even though his son gave birth to a daughter, and the daughter gave birth to a son. Since it does come from a son and daughter, he's Mekayim Pru'revu. But if one of the kids is not doesn't leave over children, even though the second one left over many kids, like he, a mitzvah is not mekayim the mitzvah. It's very interesting. Each one has to have a child, right? What the cheshbon is with that, I'm not exactly clear, because the ma'aseh he has grandchildren that are boys and girls,
Is
right?
it
But
each
since he
one, or
doesn't have it from one of them, then it's a problem. Well,
is it each one, or is it one boy and one son and one daughter, even if he has multiple sons and daughters?
No, I know Hanami, right. One of if, yeah. No, you're right. Thank you. That's meaning as long as he has two kids that have kids, then he's fine.
And one of them is a boy, and one is a girl.
One is a boy, yeah. Gimel Av Bishukim Mitzvahs Peri Yiruvah also Lelamed Beloi Isha. Even if you Makayim Pruravu, so this is different than what I said before, because when an Aleph, it sounds like the reason to be married is Pruravu. Now in Gimel, he's saying no, you got to be married even if it has nothing to do with Pruravu. Tzarech Shiyisa Isha Bas Banim Im Efshaloi, and you have to marry a woman who could have kids, if that's possible. Right, meaning even though you're already Makayim Pruravu, you should try and get married to a woman who can have more kids. But if he knows from himself that he no longer has that strength to have children, then better that he should marry a girl who can't have kids anymore. Because why should he waste? Meaning, if he can't have kids, if he thinks he can no longer have kids, so why marry a woman who could have kids? I'm sure we all know of cases like this where a spouse loses a spouse, Nebuch, and then they get remarried and it causes all sorts of family feuds. Then he could also marry a woman who, well, can't have kids like this. There's none of these stepkids and all those fights. But you can't be without an Isha because of this chashash. You still have to get married. You just have to, you can find somebody who's not going to have kids. If he marries a woman and he is with her for 10 years and they didn't have a baby, he should divorce her. Because the assumption is for 10 years you can't have kids. There's many chilukedinim, which we don't do this nowadays because for many reasons, for etc. Hey, Isha ain't a mitzvah al periyiro. A woman who has the babies is not mechuyev in periyiv. But she shouldn't be single without a chashad because the chashad, they're going to think that she's a mezana, and that's why she's not married. Everybody should try and get married to a proper woman from a proper family. And there's three simonim for Yisrael. Baishonim, they're embarrassed. Rachmonim, they have pity. Goyim lechasadim, they do chesed. And they own nursing homes. No, that part's not in there. But that's, right? Or they work for nursing homes. But no, it's they're embarrassed, they have pity, and they do chesed. Roy Ludabek boy, if he doesn't have these simonim, then you should not do a shidduch with them. Very simple shidduch directions from the kids of Shulchan Aruch, right? It doesn't say anything about support and this and that. No, just make sure that they have busha, they have pity, and they do chesed, and then that's roy to be medavik them. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night. We should have besuras tavis.
Amen.
Thank
And
you.
Amen.
All right.